2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Really good. Matter of fact, by Wednesday next week, we could be knocking on the door. 70 degrees for a high with just a very slight chance of showers. Today, mostly sunny. We'll have 53. Actually, the chance of any precipitation coming your way is at zero, so those clouds won't be threatening anything but blocking out your sunlight. Right now, it is 30 degrees downtown, just below the freezing mark.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's morning news. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're following breaking news on the 7 o'clock report.
10 straight years of monthly job gains have come to an end. The government says more than 700,000 jobs were lost last month.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest from the March unemployment report. John?
Yeah, Manny, the unemployment rate jumped to 4.4% from a 50-year low of 3.5%. Zions Bank Vice President of Consumer and Public Policy Robert Spendlove says this is uncharted territory for the nation.
To put in perspective, during the Great Recession, we lost 8.7 million jobs over a 25-month period, and we're expecting that we could lose up to 15 to 30 million jobs by May.
He says just how bad it gets will depend on how well we're able to battle the coronavirus outbreak. The news comes after 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, which shattered the previous record that was set just the week prior. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Reaction on Wall Street has been somewhat muted. We'll get more, of course, at 7:30 when the market opens. But your money at this moment, the Dow, is off by only 92 points this hour. The S&P is down 7.5, and the NASDAQ this hour is down by 29 points.
Despite massive losses, some are looking for workers. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. The grim March jobs report, bad for workers, but critical industries are scrambling to hire people. California Governor Newsom says things are not so bad.
70-plus thousand open jobs today in the state of California.
He's urging the newly unemployed to fill needed positions at grocery stores, delivery companies, agriculture, and some in manufacturing. It may be months before people get $1,200 stimulus checks from the IRS. Those with direct deposit will see the money mid-April, but the Internal Revenue says they can only process 5 million checks a month, and 100 million Americans are getting them. The lowest income people go to the top of that list. The commander of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt is relieved of duties after a letter he sent to superiors asking his crew be removed from the ship over coronavirus fears. That was leaked to the media. Captain Brett Crozier gets his wish to have the complement of 5,000 put ashore in Guam. But the Navy secretary says of the letter,
it was copied to 20 or 30 other people. That's just not acceptable.
So his job is gone. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And residents of Los Angeles and now New York urged to wear face masks outside. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It could be a scarf. It could be something you create yourself at home. It could be a bandana.
The White House expected to soon make the same recommendation, at least in hot spots nationwide. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The mayors of Salt Lake County and city are both calling for a statewide order to stay home.
The coronavirus, KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, both mayors say that Utah needs something stronger like in other states. Now, five counties along the Wasatch Front have stay-home orders with possible law enforcement penalties, but they are afraid of the rural areas having problems. And here's what Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall said last night on Twitter.
Now, I know that the virus will be slower to spread to rural areas, but it will. And when it does, it's the metropolitan areas of the state that will be needed to be able to respond to the critical care needs and the hospitalization needs.
Both mayors upset that Utah is one of 12 states without a statewide mandate. Now, the governor's office says his directive is enough, and it makes it clear that Utahns should stay home as much as possible. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Weber-Morgan Health Department is the latest agency to issue a stay safe at home order. It covers Weber and Morgan counties effective immediately. Residents being told to stay at home as much as possible. Public gatherings not in a single household are prohibited. Any remaining public places like zoos, gyms, and museums all have to close.
The ACLU is asking the Utah Supreme Court to release prisoners and inmates who have less than 180 days left on their sentences. Utah ACLU legal director John Mejia says those in jail or prison are not able to comply with CDC social distancing guidelines.
There's a substantial risk that incarcerated people in Utah will be exposed to COVID-19.
Mejia says they're hoping to have as many people released as soon as possible. The Supreme Court has until April 13th to respond to the petition.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. How are we doing, Andy?
We are doing okay on the freeway. Some early morning slowdowns in Clearfield are clear now that all the freeway lanes are open as they get ready for that traffic switch tomorrow morning for the southbound side. Looking good in Salt Lake and Utah counties. Just one crash now in the cleanup stages. 70 is south. It's the westbound lanes blocked just before 3200 west. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time, 7:06.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Thursday that within 2 weeks, Americans will see direct deposit relief payments from the government. But those who get paper checks might have to wait a bit longer.
ABC News Capitol Hill correspondent Ben Siegel joins us live on the KSL Newsline with more on the stimulus payments. The problem, I guess, Ben, is that they can only mail out so many a day.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, that's absolutely right. There is a capacity issue, according to the IRS. Democrats have raised these concerns in a memo that's been circulating on Capitol Hill that the IRS is only able to really push about 5 million checks out in the mail to people a week. And that's about 60 to 70 million eligible taxpayers who are expected to receive these checks in the mail, not through direct deposit, which, as we know, is much faster. So some people could be waiting well into the summer for their stimulus money, depending on how much income they earn.
So the people who do direct deposit, when will they see their money?
There's some good news to share with them. The Treasury Secretary yesterday at the White House, he had initially forecast that those checks would go out within the next 3 weeks, sort of by mid-April. Yesterday, he said it would take only 2 weeks for those deposits about 80 million people will start within 2 weeks. So it won't be long before that money is in their checking accounts, in their banking accounts. And again, that is all dependent on how they file their tax returns. Anybody who filed their banking information with the IRS on their 2018 or 2019 returns, they will be receiving their money through the direct deposit system.
So back to the number of 5 million that can be sent out per week. If they are going to get them in the mail, they are also putting another caveat to that, and that is that they're going to start first with the lower income.
That's right. The goal is to get this money out the door to the people who need it. Most urgently, they're doing that by income. It's going to be still tough for some people who need that money. Millions of people, as you know, live paycheck to paycheck in this country. The idea of waiting potentially up to 20 weeks for some people might be a hard pill to swallow. But one important thing to keep an eye on to see how whether or not this timeline stays the same or shifts is today the Small Business Administration is going to be first pumping that money out the door to small businesses. It's the first day that small business owners can apply for that loan money from the government that they do not have to pay back as part of the stimulus. So depending on how that goes today, I think should be a good indicator of whether or not this timeline for the individual stimulus checks could shift at all in the future.
Boy, that's fascinating. We'll be following that for sure. And we appreciate your time, Ben. ABC News Capitol Hill correspondent Ben Siegel with us on the KSL Newsline on KSL News Radio.
Yeah, I'm so glad that he made that point. It's not just those stimulus checks. Unemployment can be applied for and received. The PPP program is up and running today, which hopefully will get people on the job. So a lot of moving parts to this whole thing. 7:09, let's see what's happening on the road, shall we? Triple Team Traffic again, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Here's Andy.
And the crash now looks like in the cleanup stages, westbound on 70th South, 3200 West. Don't see any other crashes in the Salt Lake Valley. Traffic has been fairly quiet through Salt Lake County. Not much of a surprise on a Friday morning where most people are staying at home. Eric?
I-80 through the mountains out to Park City in good shape. If you're westbound, you are seeing a little bit of slowing between Lambs Canyon and the East Canyon exit. Probably no big deal. Haven't heard of any accidents in that area. And Utah County is accident-free as well on I-15 northbound and southbound. Heather?
Looks like we've got a little bit of congestion in the Layton area. This is on Gentile Street, about 425 south. The entire intersection, all directions, are backed up. So I don't know if we just have a long traffic light there. If there's an accident, we'll try to find out. But if you're on the major freeways through Weber and Davis County, I-15, USA 9, and Legacy Parkway, all moving at speed. Any hour services following the recommendations of the CDC to limit exposure for their technicians and the homeowners they service each day. Learn more at anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And Dan is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Well, a cooler air mass moved in yesterday, and we've got clear skies, and that's setting up some chilly starting temperatures this morning. A number of locations falling down into the 20s. That being said, with sunshine all day long, we're going to warm real nice. By 10 o'clock, we'll work our way into the mid and upper 30s. We'll be mid-40s by noon, and we'll top out with afternoon highs around 53 degrees. So we'll be about 10 degrees warmer today than we were yesterday. With the hourly forecast at 7 o'clock, I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Down again out there. It's 29 degrees.
I've been worrying, Tim, about, well, a lot of different groups of people, but I've been worrying about people who work in restaurants as waiters and waitresses, as servers. And there is one group that is helping employees of a particular restaurant. It's called Tip Your Server, and we'll tell you more about that coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
A Utah internet provider says they're getting an upgrade.
Streaming and Zooming are keeping us together these days, and Utah Broadband just announced they've adopted technology to do it much faster.
Up to 300 megabits per second up and down, but eventually it will have the capability of doing gigabit speeds.
Stephen McGee, the CEO of Utah Broadband, a wireless ISP, is talking about the rollout of millimeter wave.
The radio waves that we use are smaller, more compressed, so they don't travel as far.
But they're able to give and receive a lot more data. McGee says it's not everywhere they serve just yet.
Now mostly in the Summit County region.
They're in the process of bringing it to Salt Lake and Utah County. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
There will be a major shift in traffic patterns this weekend on I-15 through Weber and Davis counties. It's part of the Express Lanes project. UDOT says they will change both northbound and southbound traffic on the freeway to crossover configurations. That's when one lane of traffic goes onto the opposite side of the freeway with concrete barriers in place. Speeds will be reduced as well.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi has released a video on social media reminding people to stay at least 6 feet apart from each other. And as her example, she's using her two sons as measuring sticks. Both are NFL players, well over 6 feet tall. She says, make sure you stay a Cafusi apart, if that helps.
That's funny. Okay, I'm going to make you sad here, Tim. You ready for this? This would have been the Final Four weekend for the NCAA tournament. Oh, that hurts. But year-end awards are still being handed out. The finalists for the 2020 Naismith Men's and Women's Player of the Year Awards will be announced later this morning.
Also, if you had tickets to a James Taylor concert coming up, there's more bad news here. This morning, they postponed his upcoming U.S. tour. He was scheduled to play in West Valley at the Maverick Center on May 21st. We've got the movie show, of course, coming up for you this morning at 9 o'clock, and look forward to Doug and Steve getting you up to date on all the movie news you're looking for and help you find out which of the even movies that are at the box office, or were anyway, before we started this lockdown. They can let you know which ones are available to you digitally this weekend at home. KSL News Time, 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
another refinery in our area is going to start producing cleaner gas. Holly Frontier Corporation says in 6 months they'll be producing Tier 3 gas at their Woods Cross refinery. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochek.
Second, the Weber Morgan Health Department is the latest agency to issue a stay-at-home order. It went into effect overnight.
Third, a lot of those roads look pretty vacant this hour, actually. Let's check it. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, they pretty much are. Haven't seen any delays on the freeway for a while now, and city streets also pretty quiet now that crash is cleaned up in West Jordan. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Breezy and warmer for the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Tim, the temperature is going in the wrong direction.
It'll do
it's
that
29
sometimes.
Now. What is the deal with that?
Oh, just wait. It'll come back for you here in a minute. Let's check our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. For the first time since 2010, the U.S. economy lost jobs in a month. The impact of coronavirus on the economy is coming into focus. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the job numbers.
The U.S. economy lost 701,000 jobs in March, most of them in the leisure and hospitality sector as restaurants, bars, and tourism shut down due to coronavirus. The unemployment rate jumped nearly a full percentage point to 4.4%. The Labor Department said much of the data predated business and school closures during the second half of the month, so the true picture of the workforce is likely much worse.
And amid the pandemic, there are questions about health insurance. People who had health insurance through their job and have since lost their jobs have 60 days to apply for Obamacare. Thursday, President Trump said he will not reopen Obamacare enrollment.
We're going to try and get a cash payment to the people, and we're working out the mechanics of that with legislature. So we're going to try and get them a cash payment because just opening it up doesn't help as much.
Today, small businesses can apply for forgivable loans from the government. As the number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. approaches 250,000, the nation's two largest cities, New York and Los Angeles, are encouraging people to wear masks when they leave their homes. It's not a substitute for social distancing, but experts say it could slow the spread. A Texas city has also made that decision.
In a new public service announcement, the city of Laredo lays out life under coronavirus.
All persons over the age of 5 are required to wear a form of covering over their nose and mouth when
the recommendation is that the people of Laredo use scarves, homemade bandanas, or readily available paper masks, reserving N95 respirators for healthcare professionals. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Passengers from cruise ships are being allowed to disembark in Fort Lauderdale today. 14 that were critically ill were removed. The healthy will go directly to charter flights. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Some employees at a downtown Salt Lake restaurant are getting some relief from a new organization. KSL TV's Matt Rascone has more on the help from Tip Your Server in this in-depth report.
As beautiful as it sounds, this is not how Emin Chung envisioned his first stage performance inside his Salt Lake City restaurant.
That's my favorite role. It's got eel on top.
Five sushi brothers.
Me and my little brother started this business with only the change in our pocket.
The location was ideal, across from the Salt Palace, but when that closed,
right there and then we lost 50% of our clientele.
And it was only the beginning of losses.
It's been chaotic.
On top of the coronavirus,
we've tried to keep everybody calm.
The restaurant took a hit from last month's earthquake.
We were afraid that because the building's so old, it might not even be structurally sound.
And that was the day Chung made the difficult call.
You know, we're closing this location indefinitely.
To lay off all his Salt Lake City employees.
We will probably have to close our doors because of this.
The need is great. The servers that we all see on a regular basis in our favorite restaurants, they don't have work.
That's what moved the Downtown Alliance to get behind Ty Burrell and his program to help Salt Lake City's hospitality workers.
We're calling it Project Tip Your Server.
Five Sushi Brothers was chosen to receive a grant from the program that will go to five employees.
It would help out a lot.
A glimmer of hope. Chung's performance isn't over yet.
Boy, Tip Your Server wants to help five employees at all of Salt Lake City's restaurants and bars. You can donate online, and the Eccles Foundation is matching donations this week. Or this month, actually. But again, that Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, is up and running today where you can ask for a loan. If you're a small business person with less than 500 employees, up to two times your payroll cost, plus an additional 25%, up to $10 million. And they hope to be able to get some of that money into small business hands as early as today. But you do need to apply, so you can go to the SBA.gov website, fill out the application, because it is capped, I think, at about $349 billion, and when it's gone, it's gone. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Right now, it is 7:19. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back over to you, Andy.
And right now, I'm watching traffic roll through the Salt Lake Valley on I-15, 215, and coming out of Tooele on I-80. Been pretty quiet on city streets like you'd expect on a Friday morning. Eric?
I-15, Utah County, no problems right now. Northbound from Provost University Avenue to Point of the Mountain, expect your normal 20 minutes of travel time. And going out into the mountains to Heber City, got no accidents going through Provo Canyon as well. Heather?
We haven't heard of any accidents up through the Layton area, but you definitely have delays if you're on Gentile Street at the intersection of Fort Lane. That's also 425 East. You have backups in all directions, so probably malfunctioning traffic light. You'll need to use caution there. Otherwise, you're going to have pretty good speeds if you're on I-15, Legacy Parkway, and the West Side Belt getting to the airport. The options are endless at Utah Online School. Utah Online can help with missed credit or credit recovery. Build your own school schedule to accommodate your personal goals. Visit utahonline.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's time for that 7-day forecast, and you're going to love what it looks like for the weekend.
Well, our spring weather and our kind of roller coaster ride in terms of temperatures continues for the weekend. Saw a high of 44 yesterday. We're done with that. We're back into the 50s today, low 50s today, but we'll hit 60s for Saturday and for Sunday. Sunny today, partly cloudy on Saturday, and then storms return on Sunday. It'll be a little on the stormier side on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But temperatures will stay in the 60s throughout the weekend and into next week. In fact, we could see a high of 67 by Wednesday under mostly sunny skies. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, it's getting cold. It's 29 degrees. Did you see this, Tim, about the Laugh Aid benefit concert that's going on tomorrow?
No.
This is Ray Romano and a bunch of other comedians are doing a four-hour live stream to benefit the people who are suffering from COVID-19. And it's tomorrow. So, you know, I think about all the times that people of talent who've gotten together when we've had issues, when we've had people in need. And this time they're getting together to lift people's spirits with comedy and also to provide financial support to people who need it. And there's a bunch of comedians whose names I don't recognize. I mean, Howie Mandel, I recognize.
Yeah.
And Ray Romano. And it's going to be streaming on Twitch and Twitter and Comedy Central's YouTube channel and Facebook. And I want to check that out tomorrow and see if I can be of service to people. That's tomorrow.
We all need a good reason to laugh. You remember when Billy Crystal, Robin Williams, and Whoopi Goldberg did this years ago to raise money for various things. And I think they did it actually more than one time. But it is kind of a little comic relief in the midst of all the madness these days. By the way, you've been listening to the 7 o'clock report. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 7:22.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Utah depends on public transportation. Federal and state governments consider it an essential service, and every day, over 80,000 members of our community depend on the Utah Transit Authority. And UTA's top priority is safety. To tell us what UTA is doing to keep us moving through the coronavirus pandemic, here's trustee Beth Holbrook.
Nothing's more important to UTA than your safety, and that includes reducing the spread of COVID-19. To do this, we are working with experts from the Utah Department of Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We have implemented additional disinfecting and social distancing measures in addition to our regular daily vehicle and station cleaning. This includes daily disinfecting all hand and grab rails, wiping down buses, mopping transit vehicle floors, and cleaning all rail stations and facilities with disinfectant. Our bus operators are using hand sanitizer and are not handling passes, but conducting visual inspections only. We've moved to the yellow passenger line so that there is 6 feet between operators and riders. These are only a few of the measures we have taken. To learn more, please go to rideuta.com/health.
UTA works for all of us, and they have assembled a COVID-19 task force to implement additional measures as needs arise. To learn more, go to rideuta.com/health or follow UTA on Twitter and Facebook. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Starting in January of 2021, the power companies will change the way we pay for our power. Maybe it's time to start producing and storing your own power. With new battery technology and lower prices, Progressive Power Solutions can make that happen for your home or business. And there are still tax incentives to help pay for your system. Give Progressive Power Solutions a call for a free estimate. 801-367-7282 or online at ppssolar.com.
Do you know who your financial advisor is working for? Maybe it's time to find out. New Millennium Group is a registered investment advisory, which means they work for you, and as fiduciaries, are legally bound to serve your best interest above their own. Advisors working for retail banks are held to a suitability standard, meaning their first legal obligation is to protect the interest of the banks they work for, not yours. The team at New Millennium Group is more concerned about protecting your savings than allowing you to risk more than you'd like to in the stock market. It's more important than ever to be in control of your financial life and to have someone by your side who cares about your future as much as you do. If you're not sure who your financial advisor is working for or are feeling unsure about your nest egg, call New Millennium Group today at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com to schedule a phone call or online meeting.
I just want to tell everybody I'm watching some of the video that's coming from those two cruise ships that have been stuck out there off the coast of Florida, now being brought into port. The virus-stricken Coral Princess says they hope to disembark in Florida today, but they're moving them into port position today. And some of the folks that have been cooped up all these days are out, you know, in the sunshine, just overcome with emotions that they finally might be getting off of that ship. So we'll keep an eye on that for them. Medical workers are getting a place to spend the night. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. Medical workers coming home from treating coronavirus patients are wary of exposing their families, so many stay in their garages or sleep outside. Emily Phillips is the wife of an emergency room doctor near Dallas and was looking to rent an RV for him to stay in at their house.
He sees sometimes 100 patients a day. We don't know what he's bringing in.
When someone loaned the RV for free, she decided to create a Facebook page, RVs for MDs.
These are people literally giving their campers and RVs out of the goodness of their heart.
The number of RVs now loaned to medical professionals is in the thousands and growing daily. The Facebook page is RVS, the number 4, then MDS, RVs for MDs. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Amazon says it's checking 100,000 employees per day for fevers. The company says it will also be offering masks to workers to help protect them.
As we've been telling you for the last hour, the U.S. officially lost 701,000 jobs in March. So how do the markets react? Still down, but not on the run, certainly. The Dow Jones Industrial is off 100 points. That's less than 0.5%. The S&P is down by 8.9, and that's actually 9 points now. The NASDAQ is off 24.5. Coming up, we'll check your traffic and weather.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donations since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
America's top experts.
Dr. Robert Redfield is the director of the Centers for Disease Control. He's live with us.
Utah's very best leaders.
Governor Leavitt now on the line.
Pandemics only occur 2 or 3 times a century.
And the most important stories.
I was hit first with it. Then I have 8 family members that came down with it. So we've been hit pretty hard with it.
Wow. They're all part of your day with David Dujanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
7:29 now at KSL. Want to remind you about the movie show coming up today, and your lost money is actually looking for you. Doug and Steve will help you find it today. They'll be broadcasting live and try and connect you with your money so you can retrieve it. Just visit mycash.utah.gov. 7:29, it is time for that look at traffic and weather together. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Here's Andy.
And I'm seeing clean traffic throughout the valley. No crashes to report. I-15, 215, I-80, or on the city streets now that they've cleaned up the crash we had in West Jordan on 70th South. Eric?
Sun coming up into the mountains. You can see that I-80's got a dry pavement, and that's good news if you're coming into the valley from Park City or eastbound out to Park City and to the Heber City area. If you're using US 40, you've got dry pavement that's there as well, heading down towards Heber City. I-15 Utah County, no problems. Heather?
It's a smooth commute through Weber and Davis County and even further north up into Box Elder. Dry road conditions through Sardine Canyon and no delays whether you're northbound or southbound or eastbound on westbound on pretty much any road. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared towards elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th, and it's going to warm up, I hope, today. Let's check the temperatures with you, Dan.
Well, after a cool day on Thursday, we're going to warm things back up as we make our way into the weekend. We'll enjoy sunshine today, but as we work throughout the weekend, our next storm system is going to be moving in. So we'll go from sunny today to gradually getting cloudier throughout the weekend. But temperatures will gradually warm. In fact, today we're looking at highs in the mid-50s in many cases, and we'll hit 60s for the weekend. But storms return on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time now, 7:30.
It is 29 degrees.
No crashes and excellent speeds on your roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We continue following a developing story on Utah's Morning News. More than 700,000 jobs were lost last month, ending 10 straight years of monthly job gains.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who has the numbers from the March jobs report. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the news comes after 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, which shattered the previous record set just a week before. Science Bank Vice President of Consumer and Public Policy Robert Spendlove puts it all in perspective.
Like a natural disaster, and it's having the effect of shutting down effectively everything. But rather than happening in a small scale like in a community, it's happening nationwide, and it's really happening worldwide.
With the most recent numbers, the unemployment rate jumped to 4.4% from a 50-year low of 3.5%. Spendlove says just how bad it will get depends on how well we're able to battle the coronavirus outbreak. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment, just after the opening bell. And the markets continue on the loss, but boy, you'd expect that maybe a bigger reaction, especially early in trading, and we're off by less than 100 points on the Dow, 21,314. That's about a half a percentage point. The S&P 500 down just 9 points. The NASDAQ this hour off by 20 points. And, of course, we'll have more coming up at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News.
A decade of job creation comes to a crashing end. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the Labor Department's March jobs report uses surveys from a couple of weeks ago. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports the unemployment rate today is likely now higher than the reported 4.4%.
Economists warn it could hit 15% by month's end. It hasn't been that high since the Great Depression.
Most of the job losses come from government orders to shut down due to coronavirus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set up a new select committee to investigate the coronavirus response, but Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying that's redundant.
We have an oversight committee that the speaker gets to pick someone, the leader gets to pick someone. I believe there's 5 people on it.
Pelosi wants transparency for the trillions of dollars authorized by Congress. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. President Trump has tested negative for coronavirus for a second time.
I think I took it really out of curiosity to see how quickly it worked and fast it worked, and it's a lot easier. I've done them both.
He said the new test was much less uncomfortable and got the result in about 15 minutes. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The ACLU of Utah is asking the state Supreme Court to release inmates and prisoners to protect them from coronavirus.
We are hoping that there will be a very quick release of as many people as possible.
Utah ACLU legal director John Mejia says inmates and prisoners are not able to comply with CDC guidelines. He says they are asking that those who have less than 180 days on their sentence be released to a responsible person like a parent or a sibling.
With schools still out until at least May 1st, the state school board has make more adjustments to state education requirements. Usually schools are required to observe teachers for evaluation. That can't happen now, so the Utah State Board of Education granted a waiver. The board also agreed to ask lawmakers for a waiver to the state law requiring a civics test for high school seniors. They need to pass it to earn their diploma.
The 190th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is set for this weekend, but it will be very different.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live on the scene near Temple Square with a preview, Mary.
Amanda, 6 months ago, President Russell M. Nelson said this at the end of October's General Conference.
The year 2020 will be designated as a bicentennial year. General Conference next April will be different from any previous conference.
There's a special Saturday evening session for all members, and the conference planned to focus on the restoration. But coronavirus also caused major changes. There will be no audience in the conference center. Talks will be broadcast from a small auditorium on Temple Square, with only the handful of people speaking or praying for each session there. Music is all pre-recorded as well. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
That will be one of the more strange things, is not to have the Tabernacle Choir there in the background. All General Conference sessions, by the way, will air live, of course, on KSL News Radio, including that special Saturday night session. Check us out online at KSLNewsRadio.com or ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio. And remember to check out the First Vision Bicentennial Special that's coming up Sunday at noon with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
And coming up on KSL, a doctor's firsthand account of fighting COVID-19 on the front lines in a New York City hospital.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
All clear along the freeways. Been watching city streets. Haven't even seen any real slowdowns there. Looks like everything's working. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:36.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find out your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may just be the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time you let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know could benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME. 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom right now at 801-921-HOME or visit reversefreedom.com. NMLS number 1382816.
With everything that's happening right now across the world, people are getting anxious. But if you already suffer from anxiety or depression and then stack everything on top of that, the personal consequences can be devastating. Don't let your anxiety take over. There is nothing more essential than your mental health. There is a brighter tomorrow, and it can be yours with Therapy Reset. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. The birds will sing and the sun will shine tomorrow, and you need to be a part of it. Right now, new patients get $400 off their treatment series. Therapy Reset is an essential business and open to help with anxiety and depression, especially now. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
KSL News Time, 7:38. We have more now from Mount Sinai attending physician Dr. Matthew Bai. He recorded a video diary this week, adding some entries before, during, and then after his long shifts.
This is our ED. You can see all the rooms are filled. Usually these halls are very neat and empty. And now you can see there's patients everywhere because of this. It makes it very hard to work, and we're trying our best to treat everyone that we can. All these patients here. Even though we're overflowing, we're trying our best to still provide them care, which we are doing. The patients have oxygen tanks if they need.
I just finished my shift. I was actually supposed to finish at 5, but there were a lot of things to do and patients to take care of. So it's 7 o'clock now and I'm finishing. I just took off my PPE. I don't know if you can see the marks from wearing my PPE all day, and my nose is a little red from the mask. But that's what we're doing to protect ourselves. It's been a tough day. The ED has been really full, and everyone's trying their best to give everyone the treatment that they need. I mean, I'm tired. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to try to sleep, and then we'll be back tomorrow. I want to say that, I mean, the things that I see in the ER are scary. I'm a little scared myself. But it's good to see all these people coming in from all over, from other services in the hospital, from other areas in the nation, stepping in to help out. We had a couple providers that just started today that flew in from, one of them flew in from Wisconsin, and another one flew in from, I think, somewhere in the Midwest to help us staff this crisis in New York. So it's not going to be easy. I mean, it's going to be really tough, and it's only going to get tougher over the next 2 weeks.
Boy, there have been some amazing pictures like that Southwest Airlines flight full of doctors and nurses all giving the love you sign, you know, front to back on the plane as they headed for New York. But that, again, is a video diary, pieces of it anyway, from Mount Sinai Hospital Dr. Matthew Bai in New York.
Sending strength to all of those medical workers. Right now, 7:39, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, still looking good as you travel through Salt Lake County. Probably the busiest stretch right now is a little bit of a southbound volume increase on Bangor Highway coming down from California Avenue to the 21st South Freeway. 5600 West has been good all morning long. Haven't had a train slow down any traffic on that stretch, and we're good to go coming out of Tooele, SR36 and I-80. Eric?
The road is yours. If you're in Cottonwood Heights, Holiday, heading north on the 215 eastbound, going up to I-80 or Foothill Drive, and Foothill itself good all the way up to the University of Utah area. I-80 into the mountains, no problems there. And in Utah County, no accidents reported in the city streets or on the freeway so far. Heather?
Same story, Eric, through Weber and Davis County. No problems on I-15, I-84 through the mountains, and even further north of Ogden. If you're trying to get out of town, go to Idaho border, you're not going to have any problems on I-15 or I-84 there as well. LDS Business College welcomes home recently returned missionaries. If your next steps include college, you can still apply for spring and for a first semester 50% tuition scholarship. Hope to see you at LSBC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's Dan Guthrie in the Weather Center this morning with a beautiful forecast.
A good-looking day in store for us after a cool day with some scattered showers there midweek. We're finally going to warm our way back out of the 40s we saw yesterday into the 50s today, with 60s in store for the weekend. We'll also enjoy sunshine throughout the day today, but we'll feel the winds picking up as we hit the weekend, and we'll notice the cloud cover starting to roll in. Our next storm will arrive on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
I tell you, man, I look out the window and I have this brief thought. I wonder if nature knows what's going on in our world right now, because the trees are blossoming, the blue sky is there, the sun is coming up over the Wasatch. It's why it's so important to get out of the house and just enjoy some of that fresh air and sunshine once in a while. It's not warm out there, however, 29 degrees.
Coming up in a moment, Mary Richards has an in-depth report for us from Palmyra, New York. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints celebrating the bicentennial of Joseph Smith's first vision. A report on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
You'll want to stay with us for that next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station. Hey, we realize right now that, you know, there are a lot of questions in your life, but some things do have answers. And as we head into spring, I was just mentioning how nice it is outside. Spring cleaning comes to mind, not something we look forward to, but Zero Res has reduced their pricing to help as many people as they can right now with cleaning.
Right. Because I'm not going to let a lot of people into my house right now. But one of the things I would let someone in to do is to help me get the house as clean as possible, because I want to get as much of the dirt and soil and bacteria out of my carpets and out of my upholstery. And I just want to keep the house as clean as I can. And I know that the people at Zero Res are just fantastic people. And I appreciate them reducing their pricing so that they can help as many people as they can.
They have a lot of safety precautions in place, the no-touch protocols and extra steps to ensure the health and safety of not just their technicians, but, of course, you and your family as well. And nobody is going to clean your home better than Zero Res, and nobody is going to match this price, that's for sure.
They are running at 100%, you know, cleaning as many homes as they can, as quickly as they can. But look at this, reducing their rates to just $25 per room. Minimums do apply. Get on their schedule and get your home as clean as it can be.
When clean truly matters, $25 a room. Visit Zero Res Salt Lake or ZeroResDavisCounty.com and schedule your cleaning.
Hey, Jake Stone here, owner and general manager of Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. Right now, there's nothing more important than your health, and cleaning is an essential part of that. Our staff is ready to go, trained to clean and disinfect your home or business. We have very strict guidelines in place to ensure the health and safety of you and our team. Over the last 19 years, we've earned your trust, becoming the top carpet cleaner in Utah, and we'll do everything we can to maintain that trust. When you're ready for a cleaning, we'll be here, ready to serve. More info online at ZeroResSaltLake.com and ZeroResDavisWeaver.com.
During the governor's Stay Safe, Stay Home directive, we all need to make sacrifices to protect our loved ones, neighbors, and community. Let's find creative ways to keep in touch, work from home, do schoolwork, and eat a takeout meal. Outdoor activity like exercise and hiking are okay as long as you are social distancing. Utahns know how to adapt and innovate to take care of each other. Stay safe, stay home, save lives. More information at coronavirus.utah.gov.
Pick up the phone or turn on a computer. That face-to-face connection with a VA provider is just a click away. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Rocky Mountain Region. In this week's Upholding Valor, telehealth technology and accessing veterans in rural areas. Sometimes driving long distances to visit the main VA hospital just isn't possible. That's where telehealth technology comes in. The VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System knows that connection can be critical. To learn more about telehealth options and the impact VA is making, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor, and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
Thank you again to those of you that have reached out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line when you could do so safely. And remember, if you just text the word news, N-E-W-S, to that number, 57500, you will get late-breaking news sent directly to your device, which these days comes in handy. KSL News Time, 7:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the Labor Department says more than 700,000 jobs were lost last month, raising the national unemployment rate to 4.4%. More from ABC News in a minute.
Second, the 190th General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is set for this weekend with no public admittance to any of the sessions. All sessions will air live on KSL News Radio, including the special session Saturday night.
Third, let's get a look at those roads this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender.
Right now, if you're taking the freeways, you've got a good drive, whether you're on I-80, I-15, or 215, or even I-84. Drive into the canyons or on great road conditions and very light traffic in the valley floors. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Breezy and warmer for the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
29 downtown.
This, as we have told you, is the bicentennial year of the beginning roots of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, when 14-year-old Joseph Smith says God appeared to him in an answer to prayer.
That event is being celebrated in unique ways. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards takes an in-depth look.
On the dining room wall in the Doyle's home in Provo hangs a 9.5-foot-by-6-foot hooked rug. It depicts a 14-year-old Joseph Smith praying in the grove of trees. Jennifer Doyle made it by hand, and it took her several years.
When I thought about working on it, I was feeling like I needed to do something with my craft that was meaningful. And I really wanted to find a way to share the story of Joseph Smith.
Doyle says this project strengthened her testimony and her family's.
I found myself thinking about little things like, what would his face have looked like, or how were his hands, or feeling really humbled thinking about those pants kneeling and asking God.
Artist Anthony Sweat did a painting called The First Visions. It's on display right now in the BYU Harold Bealey Library. It takes from all 9 accounts.
We typically portray it as soft white light. But in multiple accounts, as a matter of fact, the very first word Joseph used was, I saw a column of fire. So I wanted in my image to depict more yellow, Old Testament visionary type fire from heaven coming down. I also don't have the Father and the Son appearing at the exact same time. Nice. And then above the Son, I try to depict from the 1835 account, the many angels.
Video depictions over the years show a green and leafy grove. Joseph Smith says he went to pray in early spring, when the grove was probably more brown and barren.
Sometimes we adopt the artistic expression as the official interpretation.
But art and books and lectures and podcasts and so many different things can help people connect with the place where the restoration began, especially when they cannot go to the sacred grove themselves. Sheena Perrin, who runs the site Seek Christ Daily from her home in Idaho, says listening to the Joseph Smith Papers podcast helped their family.
At times we can kind of get down on ourselves, like, well, we aren't studying as a family. But I think one of the biggest things we can do is study ourselves and then pray and look for opportunities to teach our children.
Doyle may have made a huge hooked rug, but she says others can find different ways to teach about the first vision.
I think one reason the prophet gave us such a long period of time is because you can't just download everything you know in one sitting. It's little bit on little bit on little bit.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Vision Bicentennial this Sunday at noon during our general conference coverage on KSL News Radio.
All right, time to get that look at Triple Team traffic again, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Let's go back to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, if you're in the Salt Lake Valley, I-15 been fine all morning into and out of Salt Lake City. It's been pretty clear on I-80 from Tooele County, but it's a little bit busy as you switch from I-80 to northbound 215 over on the west side belt route. Don't know what the cause of that is. There's not a lot of traffic in the area, so maybe it's just a really slow-moving semi. Eric?
Quiet times in Utah County on the road. That's good news if you're out and about this morning. Got 20 minutes of expected travel time northbound from University Avenue and Provo to Point of the Mountain. And no problems heading north out of Saratoga Springs this morning on Redwood Road. Heather?
Looks like we have a little bit of slowing on Legacy Parkway northbound near the 400 North exit in Bountiful. This could just be some people slowing down to take the exit. We really don't have that much traffic right now. Everybody else still moving at speed. Southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, about a 30-minute commute. Banking to fit your life, Zions Bank is for you. Discover ways they can help you in a branch or zionsbank.com, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast. Hello, Dan Guthrie.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we're going to warm things up. Yesterday, a cold day. We got down to 44 for a high this morning, teens and 20s. But sunshine today, back into the 50s today, and 60s are back for the weekend. It's going to be a little breezy, and we'll have some storms try and move in on Sunday, but most of that shower activity really won't fall till Sunday night heading into Monday. So the weekend's looking good, and we're 60s all next week.
Love it, but it's not feeling very warm out there right now. It's 29 downtown.
It's so, so green.
Exactly, green.
At the beginning of every year, it's inevitable. You find yourself staring at your lawn and asking yourself the same old question. How am I going to do it this year? Do you really want to do it yourself? The answer?
Stewart's.
Stewart's.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So who's going to make your lawn green? Stewart's.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
With Stewart's Lawn Care, you get Utah's number one local lawn care company and a lawn program that comes with a total satisfaction guarantee. If you see weeds or your lawn isn't green enough, send them a text and it's taken care of.
Yeah, let's see a bag of fertilizer do that.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So do you really want to do this all by yourself? Want a green lawn? Just log on.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
We're well into 2020. Are you where you thought you would be in your career? Getting you where you want to go is what the University of Utah's MBA programs and executive education are all about. There's an MBA format for every career stage with day, evening, weekend, and online schedules. As an MBA student, you'll gain access to one-on-one career coaching, professional development tools, and networking opportunities to help you find a new job, get a promotion and raise, or launch your own business. All of this is built into the program, and it results in some strong career outcomes for their students. University of Utah full-time MBA graduates report an average 105% salary increase. Part-time MBA graduates report an average 25 to 35% salary increase, and more than half report receiving a promotion while in the program. The University of Utah's MBA programs are accepting applications for 2020. To receive an MBA application fee waiver, visit utahmba.com/KSL. That's utahmba.com/KSL.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find out your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may just be the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time you let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know could benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME. 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom right now at 801-921-HOME. Or visit ReverseFreedom.com. NMLS number 1382816.
Here we go. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Walt Disney Company says it will start to furlough workers at its theme parks and other businesses beginning April 19th. They've had them on the payroll all this time. Disney says with no clear indication of when they can restart their businesses, they're forced to make some difficult decisions.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow is down 105. That's a half a percent. We're at 21,307. The S&P is down just 0.7, just a fraction, to 25.26. The NASDAQ is down just 0.15. We're at 74.87.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
We know you're looking for ways to study, teach, and celebrate the Restoration. Deseret Book is here. Whether you're helping little ones learn about the Prophet Joseph, updating your space to display your faith in a unique way, or gathering with loved ones in the joy of this pivotal time in the church. Deseret Book can help you find ways to elevate your experience. Celebrate the Restoration with Deseret Book. Visit any of our retail locations or online at DeseretBook.com today. New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Shop online or have your book shipped to your local store at no charge. Visit DeseretBook.com today.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. At highway speeds, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time is 7:59. Let's take another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Back to you, Andy.
Still pretty light traffic through the Salt Lake Valley freeways, not seeing any delays, but we do have some busier traffic city streets, kind of Redwood Road near 3500 South and a little bit at 56th West, 35th South. Eric?
No accidents on the board in Utah County. Likewise, you've got pretty good road conditions along the Wasatch Back, US 40 northbound from Heber City up to the Park City area. Nothing going on there. And if you're on I-80 westbound through Parley's Canyon, that looks good too heading into the valley. Heather?
No accidents reported through Weber, Davis, or Box Elder counties, and no significant delays. You'll be free sailing if you're southbound I-15. Are market losses wrecking your retirement? Get a complimentary review and descent plan from Teton Wealth Group. Let Teton help you save your retirement. Visit TetonWealthGroup.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Boy, as good as that 53 will feel later, it is the coldest of the next 7 days. We've got a great 7-day forecast we'll tell you about coming up. 29 in Salt Lake City with that sunshine.
8 o'clock, time for the KSL In-Depth Hour on the biggest stories of the day. Brought to you on the KSL News Radio app by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio presents the In-Depth Hour.